Hello, and welcome to another episode of On Air the Johnsonian. My name is Lynn.
I'm Scooter. Hi.
And this is us re-record, our second attempt at recording this episode, because I did a stupid, and we lost all of the data for the last recording. And I am so sorry about that. But, you know, new beginnings.
Can you? We're gonna get copyrighted.
No, we can't get DMCA. Yeah. I hope your week was good. I hope you have had a great time since the last Wednesday you saw us.
Yay, and I am on less drugs this time.
Yeah. And I hope that you haven't accidentally deleted something very important and caused yourself to do it all over again.
Go check.
Go check. Right now. That thing that you just popped into your head and was like, oh, did I remember to do that? Go check.
Go check.
Right now.
Lest ye die.
Lest ye die. And so now what we're going to do is plug some stuff. Take it away, Scooter.
Okay, so I plugged it last week, but Winthrop Dance Theater opens on Thursday this week. November the 11th is at 7:30. Saturday the 13th, also at 7:30. Sunday the 14th, 2 p.m. matinee. And these are on the Johnston main stage. Tickets are $5 with a Winthrop ID and $10 for general public. Now, this is the important one. Me, as a person, I'm in the thing. I'm in the 1X. You should come see the 1X. There are two groups, Group A, Group B. I'm in Group B, but both groups are obviously full of wonderful performers and stories and everything. Mine is very funny. I get to talk in my British voice and be really, really melodramatic.
Scooter's is the best because they get to do a British voice.
Yes, I get to make fun of British people a lot. Okay. Okay, so show opens on the 19th at 7:30. On the 20th, there is a show at 2 p.m. and a show at 7:30 p.m. And then on the 21st, there is a show at 2. Come and support your fellow Winthrop students and watch me make fun of British people. If you send us proof of your purchase of a ticket or something, send us an email.
Yeah.
And then I will give you a shout out in my special funny voice.
Yeah. So what you can do actually is when you send that email with a picture of your ticket, you can include, I want this in the British voice, or I want this in Scooter's regular voice, so that Scooter will have to go in and out of funny British voice.
Yes.
Like, very quickly back and forth.
Yes, yes.
And since I know all 8 bazillion million of our listeners right. want to see that, I need you to come out and support the 1X.
Of course, of course. Leave things for me to say in my funny voice, and I will. It'll yeah. be like a telegram.
It will. It will. You know how in YouTube videos when they have a Patreon, they'll be like, and here are some of the special patrons, and they read out their names. That's what it'll be like.
No, no, no. For the British people, it's Patreon.
Yeah, so I was thinking that as I said it. I was like, and the British people say it funny.
They say funny.
They say funny. When people say things not like I do, it's pretty funny, right?
It is.
Yeah. Well, only when it's British people.
Or French people.
Or French people. That's true.
Yeah. Anyway. Come see the 1X. I'm very funny. Indeed. Clearly. Obviously.
All of the humor that you experience in just, like, when you're microdosing on humor by listening to this podcast, imagine experiencing that in person on stage.
12 times louder.
12 times louder. I mean, who could say no to that?
Certainly not me.
Indeed.
Come see it. Thank you.
Are you stuck in the British voice right
yes.
now?
Yes.
Just a little bit?
Just a bit.
Just a bit.
I had rehearsal earlier tonight.
So this is just what happens to your brain when you're forced to talk like a British person.
Yep. Okay. Absolutely fried.
Yeah. So for a little bit of campus news, it's homecoming week.
It is homecoming week. Yay.
Yay. I do not personally partake in many of the homecoming activities.
I don't either. It has something to do with sports.
Yeah. And I something with sports. I don't know.
Something.
But despite my not being involved in them and generally, like, I don't know, I'm not, like, busy. I have too many things to do.
Yeah.
I got homework to turn in.
Yeah.
But on top of that, I'm just not personally super invested. But I know a lot of people are. I know a lot of people have fun and have COVID-compliant parties where they aren't touching people or not wearing masks, all clustered in a room. And I super trust all of you to...
Please be safe.
Please be safe. Yeah.
Please be safe.
The main thing that I want to convey to all of our listeners, whom we love dearly, as if they were my own children, is that I want you to be very safe. I want you to have a buddy. If you
Don't put drinks down.
Yeah, don't leave your drinks unattended.
Be careful what you're consuming.
Yeah. And like, I don't know.
It is possible to be safe and have fun.
Indeed. And you know, just look out for yourself, look out for your friends.
Don't do risky things just because you don't want to be a square or something. Come on now.
Yeah.
We're grown adults.
Yeah. Well, some of us are.
Be safe.
Be safe. I care about all of you. I give you kisses goodnight every night, and I want you to come back home to me because I'm going to be waiting with the lamplight on, and I'm going to be wearing my bathrobe over my pajamas, and it will drive me insane until you come back home and I encompass you gently.
He's going to get empty nest syndrome if you don't come back. It's going to be bad.
Yeah, I need you to come back, baby. I need you to come back, my child. Be safe.
Be safe.
Be safe. Now, something that is less fun to do on campus than homecoming activities. I'm sure you're all thinking the same thing as me. Parking.
Ah.
Yeah, everyone's favorite activity.
It's awful.
On the master plan survey that Winthrop sent out, if you didn't fill it out, then why didn't you? Because now it's closed and you can't do it anymore. It closed on the 2nd of this month. So you're a little bit behind, bud. But one of the questions they asked was specifically about parking on campus. And I remember that because I was like, dang. I mean, I guess it doesn't really take a genius to guess that students aren't super happy with parking on campus because there's not much of it in the first place. And I don't like walking from Legion to Lee Wicker, which is very far away, along
Especially
Cherry.
Not in the dark.
In the dark of night, sometimes alone. It's kind of spooky. And it's not super convenient. It's very far away. And
not convenient at all.
I know there's some people who live like further away from where they park. So that's not super great. Parking already isn't the most fun thing you can do on campus. But you know what's even less fun than parking? Parking and getting a ticket.
Yeah, that sucks.
And it is especially bad when you haven't really done anything wrong to your knowledge.
Curious.
So, I mean, I can never imagine this being the case. Ever. Except I know several people, and I've heard stories from other people about other people, who have gotten warnings and tickets for parking in faculty and staff spots. Now, I know what you're thinking. Scooter and Lynn.
Wow.
It already says on the signs that you're not allowed to park there from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Monday through Friday.
Unless you're in the rear side of Margaret Nance, which is 24/7, and outside the Good Building, which is also 24/7. But all the other signs...
The Good Building is the police station.
Yeah, that's WUPO. I don't think many people park there for funsies. I would hope not, because that's also kind of far from a lot of places on campus. But that is neither here nor there, because all of the other parking places on campus for faculty and staff that are marked that way will say 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. faculty and staff, which means
Monday through Friday.
You can park there between outside of those hours on the weekdays, and then on the weekends they're free game. Except no, they're not.
No,
you
it's
silly.
A lie.
How could you not know this, despite it saying it on the signs and the website?
We checked the website.
You can tell that they haven't looked at the website in a while because it says indicted instead of indicated. I'm not one to, like, be the grammar police or the spelling police, but I don't know. This is an institution of learning, and I think it's kind of funny that...
Higher education.
Yeah. This is what higher... You know, Smash Mouth was right. Your brain gets smart, but your head gets dumb.
No.
Bet you didn't think you'd get a Smash Mouth reference in this video. And you did. But no, I know several people who have gotten either warnings or tickets from campus parking ticket trucks and such like for parking in faculty and staff parking when the signs indicate that they should be allowed to do that, which is kind of silly. And when they talk to WUPO about it, they said, actually, we're changing it to 24/7 faculty and staff. Now, we'll get to why that might be the case later. But the issue is, like we said, the signs say, like, it's from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m.
The signs have not changed.
The signs have not changed.
The website has not changed.
The website has not changed.
There has not been an email.
There has not been a phone blast. There hasn't been an email. There haven't been letters sent to P.O. boxes and home permanent addresses. There's been no widespread communication with people who live on campus, park on campus, et cetera, about this change in faculty and staff parking spots.
Which is not fair.
Which is not great. If you get a ticket for that,
appeal it.
Contest
please.
It.
Please. Because you do not deserve to have that ticket, because how could you have known?
Yeah. That's the big issue, is that there's a lack of communication about this. And how could you have known? But you still have to deal with the ticket anyway.
Right.
And, like, tickets aren't cheap.
No.
Those things stack up, especially if you get, like, several of them, as I know someone who has gotten two of them. So, like, if you have no way of knowing, how are you supposed to know? The only, like, all indicators tell you. The signs tell you you're good. The website tells you you're good. You would have to call WUPO and ask them to which...
And why would you do that?
And you would have no reason to think to do that, because you'd be like, oh, the website and the signs tell me that I'm good.
Mm-hmm. And also, you know, past precedent, because it's been like that for years.
Yeah. I mean, there have been a couple of things where they change parking on campus. Lee Wicker didn't used to have 20-minute parking, and it used to be fine to leave your emergency flashers on when you're parking at the curb just to go, like, put up your groceries. But you need to use 20-minute parking now.
Which you do have to call WUPO for.
Yeah, but it says that on the sign. Right. They put the signs up that say 20-minute parking, and it says to call WUPO and ask permission first.
So you know what to do. We know that you can do it.
Yeah, and then if you check the website says emergency flashers do not permit you to park. Like, illegal parking is not excused just because you have your flashers on when you're parked out on the curb or something. So the communication has been had on that level. So I'm wondering why that hasn't been done for these spots.
Especially not if they're going to run around being super ticket happy.
Yeah, I think that it's just a little bit silly to... Like, I think it may be like a warning. Like, if it's...
Citation.
Just being Come like, on. Hey, BTW, you're not supposed to park here. And if you, like, give them reasonable time to, like, get back to their car and see that. Because faculty and staff, like we said, signs, like, you're going to have to go and get your car and move it at some point. You can't just stay parked there because they know that you're going to get ticketed because the signs say it. But if we do ask the question of, like, well, why is this change happening in the first place? That has also not been communicated. Because when people talk to the WUPO people who hand out tickets, they just say, well, it's 24/7 now. I have not had a single person tell me, like, well, they said that they're doing it for X reason. The only reason I can think of, personally, is, like, there are a lot of people who just keep parking there when they're not supposed to, so it's kind of a hassle to keep ticketing them, and they're in the way, or something like that. But I imagine that there's, like, a lot of ways that you could deal with somewhat, like, repeat offenders that doesn't involve taking the spots away from every student when the faculty and staff do not live here. I just think that they should probably extend a line of communication to their students and be like, hey, here's the what's up, and then change their signs and the website.
Mm-hmm. That would be the ethically sound way to do things.
That would be, in my opinion, the right way to do things. But I guess if you take anything away from this, if you are one of our several million bajillion, and by which I mean like five or six.
Hi, Catherine.
People who listen to this podcast with any regularity, just know, probably don't park in faculty and staff.
Just don't
chance it. Unless you're, like, really willing to go through the process of appealing a ticket, Mm-mm. which I'm busy personally, so I don't think that that's something I'd be willing to do.
Which is why you should appeal them, because they're banking on people being too busy.
Yeah. Or not to ascribe ill intent. Mm. But yeah, just, like, don't chance it. Just don't park there. And this is not, because not the whole of Winthrop's population listens to this. So this is not the line of communication that Winthrop is extending.
Right, no.
This is not like, oh, well, we obviously you should have listened to the podcast episode about parking because they said not to park.
We are,
like,
not operating in any sort of official capacity.
Yeah, no, we're just talking about stuff that happens on campus. Mm-hmm. A lot of people have gotten...
And the stuff that's happening on campus right now is parking tickets.
Yeah, so do not chance that.
Don't.
And if it does happen by chance, I would recommend appealing the ticket if you are absolutely not in the wrong, which I think the only way that you could be wrong is if you stayed parked after the hours that are posted, because that's what the signs say. But yeah, just don't park there. Bad idea. Mm-hmm. Bad idea. If you listen, heed our warning. We're like the fates. Mm-hmm. Except we don't really control the string. We just kind of look at it. We're the oracle at Delphi, and we're looking at the fates, which are WUPO, and the string is your attachment to, like, $80 for that ticket.
Right.
Because you will not have it anymore.
Right. Something fumes from the ground, something.
Yeah. No, see, the thing is, it's like the oracle at Delphi breathes in the fumes from beneath her. We breathe in the sewer steam that comes up from the grates.
Yeah.
And it gives us our clairvoyant powers.
Oh, man. We are unstoppable.
Yeah.
We're like the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
You heard it here first. Breathe in the poop steam, and it will give you powers.
No, you will choke and be so sad.
Yeah, don't do that. It's probably not the greatest experience.
No.
Because I will walk through it accidentally because I'm not paying attention, and I will feel the heat go up my trousers, and I will not
Your
enjoy
trousers.
It. My trousers. Bad time. Let's not do that. But yeah, don't park in faculty and staff parking for now. And let's hope that Winthrop puts out a little thing about...
Anything.
Yeah, just anything. I would love an explanation, both as to when these changes are actually going to happen, like, for realsies, because the... I'm using air quotes here. The changes that have occurred don't seem to be, really be, like, official. Like, if they aren't communicated broadly, I'm personally counting them as, like, unofficial. Mm-hmm. I would just like a set schedule. I want them to say, here's when the changes will happen, here's when we're going to change the signs, here's when we're going to change the website, and I want them to stick to their word. And I want them to just be... Also, I would love an explanation as to why faculty and staff is being changed to 24/7, because I personally think that's kind of a weird move.
Ridiculous.
But I could be convinced if there is actually a good reason for it. Don't park there. Bad idea.
Bad plan.
So we're gonna go from bad time to good time. And right now we're in the intermediate stage. So parking is the bad time. Right now we're going to talk about masks on campus.
Oh boy. So guess what? Not super many this week for some reason. There were 4 this week, which I guess I can't complain too much about, given that last week was like 12. I can't quite remember.
Yeah.
I think that a good bit of this had to do with the fact that I did not leave my room too much this week because the Leewicker elevator is broken and I live on the 3rd floor and I do not want to climb stairs for a living.
Yeah. And I went home for the weekend.
His back unbroken.
I got my back crunched. Whether or not it actually worked has yet to be seen, but I'm hoping.
Jury's still out.
I'm hoping very much that it makes my back and hips stop hurting now that the doctor's done crunched them.
Done crunched, yeah. So the mask count is up to 85 this week from 81 last week. So keep up the good work. I'm sure that it mostly happened because I didn't leave my house, but...
Do not disappoint us. Last time we got excited, you all disappointed us.
Yeah. Next week was exponentially higher.
Yeah. If the trend continues, we might have to cancel the mask count because clearly it has a demonstrable effect on the number of masks littered onto the ground on campus.
Yeah. And also I can't count that high.
Yeah. Both of us are in the arts. Mm-hmm. Neither of us are equipped to count higher than 99. Mm-hmm. This is like Legend of Zelda. Mm-hmm. We can't go any higher.
Right. So until we get that wallet upgrade.
Yeah.
That was a fun joke.
That was a fun... Hey, video games, am I right? And then I'm going to put in a laugh track, and it's going to be like, ah! And it'll be like, On Air the Johnson Union is filmed in front of a live studio audience. This is a very good goof. Mm-hmm. We're so funny. Mm-hmm. 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 I love it. So, total mass count, 85.
Yay.
Don't disappoint us. Like, please. we have been granted poop steam powers,
Oh my God.
Don't want those unleashed on you.
No.
That will not end well for you.
No.
So,
it
keep up the good work.
It will feel very bad.
Maybe we get that number to 0 1 week. That'd be pretty amazing. And I'd be willing to embarrass myself in public for something like that. What that entails...
What does that mean?
It means I dance really poorly.
I see.
And it gets put on video and we post it on the Johnsonian's website. I don't know how that would happen, because WordPress is very weird about things sometimes. That'll be a new story.
That'll be a problem for another day.
That'll be a Johnsonian event that we hold. Mm-hmm. The Johnsonian is actually hiring for next semester.
Yes.
That's a great thing that I just remembered. So if you check on the Johnsonian's Instagram, you will see that there is a little hiring thing. They're looking for some more people. If you want more information, you can email the editor-in-chief, Bryn, my good friend and boss.
Love of my life.
Love of your life. Dang, we got a confession of love right here, folks.
Listen, she's very fun.
Yeah, Bryn is very cool.
And she lets me come to her house and touch her animals.
They make us itch, but they are so perfect.
They make me itch so bad, but I love them so much.
Well, I say they're perfect. They're perfect, but also they're so bad sometimes.
They're perfect.
They are perfect.
Stinky.
Yeah. But if you are interested in a position at the Johnsonian, the podcast is good. BT dubs. We don't need a third person, I don't think. I think we're pretty solid on that right now. But they are hiring for
staff writers.
Some other positions right now. And if you're interested, you should totally email Bryn.
Yes, do it.
If you check the Johnsonian Instagram, which is at the Johnsonian, very easy to remember. Their post that I'm looking at right now just says, join our team now hiring. You can email smythb@mytjnow.com. That's smythb@mytjnow.com. Email Bryn for some info on getting hired and what positions are available. So like I promised, we've been moving from bad to good, and now we're at the good. So one of the people on our floor, Catherine Light, has sent us glorious pictures of her perfect cats. Mm-hmm. We've got 2 to paint a word picture of for you. Got Gibbs, aka Gibby. This is a description from Catherine, by the way. Thank you, Catherine. He is 1 year old and very crazy. He is a short-haired tabby and very handsome and stunning, and he has white spots on his feet that look like socks, parentheses, not picture, close parentheses, because the image of this cat is of a loaf. There are no arms in view, no legs in view. What is in view is the end of his tail because it's tucked under him and it's sticking out and it looks very funny.
He's a worm.
He is a little bit of a worm right now. Dare I say, this cat is not thinking any thoughts.
No.
And probably has never thought a single thought.
Nope, not one.
I love him so much. He is perfect. And he has a very blank look on his face right now and it's very perfect.
Yes.
I love you, Gibby, and thank you, Catherine. We're going to talk about another cat right after I inform you that tabby cats have an M on their forehead. Mm-hmm. That's just a general rule that Catherine has informed us of. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Who knew that this was an informational podcast?
Oh my gosh.
You thought it was all goofs and laughs, and here we are giving you vital information.
Yes.
So let's talk about a different cat now.
This is Moose. She's a long-haired tortie, and she is very mean. She's 5 years old and likes to sit very strangely pictured. I will paint a picture in a moment. Catherine has included the tagline, "I love her so much, she's so weird," which I concur. So Moose is sitting on a staircase, except for her back half is on one step, and then the front half is on the step below it. So she's got her little pizzas together, pretending that her back half is not up an entire step. She is black for the most part, but since she's a tortie, she's got some like orange and some brown in there, mostly speckled through, except for right smack on her gob, because she looks like she has just a smear of peanut butter right there.
It's really cute.
It's really good. It's
she looks
so
like
good.
It's funny too, because she's like,
she's
such a refined looking cat. She's like a little gentle lady, and it looks like she was in the middle of an oil portrait, and she went to go take a snack break. And she came back after a delicious peanut butter snack with it just stuck on her mouth. And because she has such a serious and refined expression to her, the oil painter is like, "Oh, I could not even dare mention it to my lady.
Lest he get smote into the ground."
Yes. He will be smited and it will be terrible. So he just decides to finish the oil painting with the streak of peanut butter across her lips. And it's so funny and I love her and she's perfect.
She's very funny.
She's very funny.
I like the peanut butter a lot.
I do like her very so much.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Catherine, so much for your cats. I love them so much, and feel free to send more, because I would love to talk more about peanut butter mouth and M forehead no thoughts, as they are called. Everyone knows this. Everyone knows that's what they're called.
It's going to be added to the lore wiki.
Yeah, so it's going to be under nicknames. That's going to be what they're called.
Yeah.
But yeah, thank you so much for your cats.
Yes, thank you.
Now, if any of you other lovely folks who listen, all two of the other people who listen to this podcast.
Paul.
if anyone would like to submit any pictures of their animals that they love, or just, like, fun stuff they found online, I would like you to preface it with saying, like, "Hey, this is a picture I found online." But I'm willing to talk about, like, just a random picture of an otter or something.
Mm-hmm.
If you have anything that you would like to send, any photographs of cats, any art, so just, like, maybe, like, artsy photographs, some paintings, some poetry, some short stories, you can send those to our email. If you have any advice segment questions you'd like to ask us, send those as well. If you have any stories from around campus, we would love to hear them and to relay them. And you can come on and tell them yourself if you would like. Please let them be relevant to campus or the Rock Hill area. That's really the only thing that we ask. But if you have any submissions, please send them to my email at hortonl@mytjnow.com. That's hortonl@mytjnow.com. And we would love to have them on the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for listening.
Yes,
as always, we always appreciate it. We'll see you next week.
Mm-hmm.
But until then, stay safe.
Wear your mask.
Go ahead and park in Legion.
And have a lovely rest of your week.
Bye.
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 You may.